which dropped over 100 bombs. On 7th of September at 09:45, the exhausted Polish defenders finally hoisted the white flag. The entire Polish army continued to stubbornly resist despite the Germans being the superior force on paper. The invasion comprised two armies of 882,000 and 630,000 men respectively. The first group attacked from the north, while the second advanced from the west and south. The German army was modern and well organized, while many of the Polish units had been mobilized at the last minute. Hitler expected a quick victory, but the Poles' robust defense spelled potential danger for the Führer's ambitions. The jokers in the pack were Britain and France, World War I's two major victors. If Hitler's army became bogged down in a protracted campaign in Poland, Germany's west flank would be left exposed. If Britain and France immediately went on the offensive, they could end the Nazi dictator's campaign before it began. Western powers ruled by frightened men. Hitler had good reason to believe that the two great powers would hesitate, however. At the Munich Conference in 1938, he'd insisted that Czechoslovakia cede the predominantly German-speaking Sudetenland to Germany, and both French and British prime ministers, Edouard Daladier and Neville Chamberlain respectively, had agreed to his demands. Their capitulation convinced Hitler that France and Britain were ruled by frightened, easily manipulated men. Hitler saw no reason to curtail his territorial plundering. In March 1939, he subjugated the rest of the Czech territory, Bohemia and Moravia, and converted the Slovak part of the former Czechoslovakia into a German puppet state with free passage for German troops. His aggressive maneuvers were forming a net around Poland, which was now surrounded by German troops on three sides. An invasion of Poland would allow the dictator to avenge the wrongs he believed to have been committed in World War I, in which Germany had been forced to cede lands to Poland, including the coal-rich region of Upper Silesia. The Treaty of Versailles had also seen the port city of Danzig become a free city administered by the People's Confederation, the forerunner of the UN. And worst of all, from a German point of view, Poland had been granted the Polish Corridor. This was a stretch of land that cut between Germany and East Prussia and gave Poland access to the Baltic Sea. It was an arrangement many Germans found deeply humiliating. In addition to the desire to regain lands lost at the end of World War I, Nazi racial